dear friends in Christ, the epistle today from St. Paul speaks of this ministry of the Spirit, and this ministration of the Spirit. And this ministration of the Spirit isn't some kind of fuzzy, unclear ministration, but rather it is servitude to the Holy Spirit. Now, we sadly see in our day that many people think that this ministry in the Spirit means ministry in one's own spirit. And the antidote to this Jesus gives in the gospel to this man, this certain man, this certain lawyer, who wants to justify himself by asking, "Who is my neighbor?" And so Jesus answers with the parable which we heard. And it is edifying for us to note that as St. Peter says in his epistles, that we are meant to be, by the Lord Jesus, a priestly people. Perhaps this is what St. Paul also means as ministration in the Spirit. We too should be warned as a priestly people of the message that a certain priest passed by and looked the other way, and then a Levite also passed by. But it was a certain man, a certain Samaritan, who came to the aid of the victim of the robbers. There is much allegory, according to the fathers of the church, to this gospel. For example, we can concentrate on the meaning of the Samaritan in the gospel. Is, after all, Jesus asks in the gospel, "Which of these three, in thy opinion, proved himself neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" Because as we recall, the Samaritans were despised by the Jews because of their mixed worship. So it is as unlikely that this man, in Jesus' story, should be the one to come to the poor man's aid as the woman at the Samaritan well in Sychar, in the Gospel according to St. John in the 4th chapter, came to the aid of Jesus in such a way that he was able to tell her that he would provide the drink that would never leave one's thirst dissatisfied. And indeed, Jesus sees himself, simply from historical experience, as the one who is rejected but comes to the aid of the victim of the robbers. And who indeed is this victim of the robbers who is left half dead but us? We are the ones who have been called by the Lord God to the ministration of the Spirit through holy baptism. And yet in our journey from our zeal at baptism and first holy communion and confirmation, we go out into the world where the influences thereof leave us half dead. And it is the rejected one, the one indeed rejected by many of us sometimes when we sin, Jesus Christ, who comes to our aid. And as St. Francis of Assisi is said to have referred to his own body as a beast, so also in the gospel, this Samaritan who comes to the aid of the victim of robbers places the victim on his own beast and takes him to the stable. And Jesus takes us on his own beast, which is himself and his cross, and takes us to the place where we can be healed in the sacraments, particularly the sacrament of penance. And of course, we can also look or consider what is the meaning of the two coins to which the Lord Jesus refers in his parable. Some say it is the twofold command which the student of the law gives to Jesus, or quotes to Jesus, the love of God and the love of neighbor. Some also think that the two coins indicate the two testaments, The Old Testament, which is given to us through Moses, as Saint Paul tells us in the epistle, and the New Testament, which is given to Jesus. So that there is no conflict between the two testaments, in that Jesus fulfills in the New Testament the covenant that the Lord God made with his people of old. And these tell us, and this allegory means, of course, that if we rely on the two testaments, if we rely on the teaching of the Lord God, whether through the intermediary of Moses or through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, then when he returns at the last judgment, he will repay us. He will repay us handsomely. Now, one of the things that we can consider as a lesson for us today from this is the last question that Jesus poses in this gospel passage. Which of these three, in thy opinion, proved himself neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? Indeed, the question isn't so much that the victim of the robbers is the neighbor, but rather that the man, the Samaritan, who comes to the aid of the victim of the robbers is the neighbor to the victim of the robbers. And this gets us back to the image of the Samaritan being an image of Jesus himself, the one who would be rejected and crucified and had to carry his own cross to Calvary. Indeed, we can consider that inasmuch as Jesus is neighbor to us first, inasmuch as Jesus reveals to us all the glory that he promises in his resurrected body, we should go and do likewise. We should be neighbor to someone else. But first, let us recall that part of the glory that the Lord Jesus shows us is his being neighbor to us, in his having pity on us, in his giving his life for us, and rising from the dead for us, and ascending to the right hand of the Father for us, so that indeed not only can we be healed of what leaves us half dead, which is sin, but we can share eternal life with Jesus, who is God and man, and promises a share of that divine life to us who are merely human. And in humility, let us imitate what Jesus does for us. Let us have pity on our neighbor. Let us remember the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy are means in which we can be neighbor to those in need, particularly those in need of conversion. Prayers which we offer not because we see ourselves as superior to those who need conversion, because the truth be told, we all need conversion. We all need more conversion to be more like Jesus. Think of what St. Margaret Mary Alacoque wrote in her diary, how she could never satisfy Jesus enough, and that she could never make enough penance for the sorrow of her sins, and that the Lord Jesus himself had to upbraid her for being avaricious about too many penances. Indeed, we have all been aided by Jesus and his grace. And for us to extend ourselves to our neighbor in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy is just a sign for us of the great gratitude we owe the Lord God for all that he has given us, particularly all that he has given us in revealing to us the ministration of the Spirit. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.